One of the other places authorities are on the lookout for terrorists is, of course, airports. And one tool they're using is so-called facial recognition technology, which is supposed to spot terrorists before they get on a plane. While the companies that make these systems have touted their accuracy, there's little hard data on just how reliable they will be in the real world. NPR's Larry Abramson reports the early results are only adding to the controversy over facial recognition systems.
Right now, facial recognition software companies are generally giving away their systems for free. They're hoping they can use results from airports and other locations so they can figure out how to calibrate their equipment. Joseph Attic is CEO of Visionix, one of the leading facial recognition developers. He says you have to decide exactly how closely a person's face has to resemble a photograph in a database.
Facial recognition works subject to a setting of a threshold called the sensitivity threshold, just like a metal detector. So you set up a threshold that says either low sensitivity, medium sensitivity, or high sensitivity.
Attic's been playing with software he has installed at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. At medium sensitivity, he says the software is 90% accurate.
If you have 100 known terrorists try to penetrate the system on a given day, 90 of them or more will be intercepted.
Not bad, except that 3 out of 100 people were misidentified. That means if these systems were really used to identify terrorists, 3% of the time some poor schlub might have to prove that he was just a schlub, not a terrorist. If you want to avoid these kinds of embarrassing mistakes, you can give the computer different instructions. You can say, "Computer, unless you're absolutely certain someone is a terrorist, just let them through." That's what Visionix tried at Palm Beach International Airport. There, the system let 50% of the test subjects through without recognizing them. Barry Steinhardt of the American Civil Liberties Union says that data proves what he already suspected.
Face recognition doesn't work. Even under the best of circumstances, where they were looking for their own employees, where they had high-quality photographs, and where the photographs were recent, it was less than 50% match rate.
The ACLU has long opposed facial recognition on civil liberties grounds, saying the technology will end up being used for surveillance, not just for security. But Visionix's Joseph Attic says if the system does make a mistake, there's a backup in the form of a human being.
Because facial recognition focuses on the inner region of the face, it doesn't look at the hair, it doesn't look at the age, it doesn't look at the gender, it doesn't look at the height, it doesn't look at any of those factors. The human operator can look at this as, oh, clearly this is not the person.
Viewed this way, facial recognition is just one layer of a security system. It has to be backed up by alert security personnel. That might ease the conscience of a security manager, but it raises another question, according to Jim Wayman, who studies biometrics at San Jose State University.
Now, the question is, do you want to go to all this effort? There's a whole lot of work. But on the other hand, we're screening luggage for bombs. We're screening people for metal. Is this one more layer of screening we want to put on? That's a policy decision that's beyond the technology.
That's a question the Transportation Security Administration will have to answer. Right now, the agency isn't even close to making a decision about facial recognition software. In the meantime, facial recognition companies are banging on every door they can. They're trying to push the use of their systems, insisting that even a technology that catches half the terrorists is better than nothing. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.